The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, and welcome back to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I am your host, Stephanie Keith. And you guys, I feel like it's been so long since I've done a solo episode, but I'm here, I'm back. I am probably going to be doing some more things in the near future with the podcast, so stay tuned to that. I have had a lot going on, all good things, with my business. And I wanted to pop on and do this sort of like quick bonus episode because I posted something on social media the other day that got the attention of a lot of people. And I have still, to this day, people are messaging me and they're like, man, what you said the other night really hit home and got me thinking. And it like totally shifted their mindset. So I wanted to put it on the podcast as well so that if you're listening, you can benefit from this as well because this is such a good money mindset hack that totally shifted my way of thinking and really got me out of scarcity mode because for a long time, I was living in scarcity mode. I've always had an issue spending money, especially spending money on myself. That just wasn't something that was really done growing up, and I just had a lot of limiting beliefs around that and would always say, I can't afford it. I can't afford it. And I did that like up until a few years ago. And the crazy thing is I could afford it. Like I could afford it more than most people could afford it. You know, I've always been really good about saving money. So I've always had the money to buy the things that I want to buy. I just don't do it because I have these limiting beliefs, right, that I had to work through. But the thing that I shifted in my mind, it's so simple and subtle, but I promise you makes a drastic difference in the way you look at things and the way you go about things. And it helps you to embody that millionaires, to have the mindset of someone who is wealthy and not the mindset of someone who is in scarcity mode, someone who's in the middle class, someone who doesn't have enough and is always trying to play catch up with their finances. So that one thing was shifting the phrase, I can't afford it, to how can I afford it? That's it. Just making that one shift. And let me explain a little bit about the science of the subconscious mind and why this shift is really important. And I want you to pay attention and catch yourself when you start saying, I can't afford it. Okay, because what's happening is when you say that, we know that your subconscious mind takes commands. Okay, we also know that repetition is key in programming your subconscious mind or reprogramming it. So if you grew up with the scarcity belief of there's never enough, I can't afford things, and then you're constantly either saying it out loud or telling yourself I can't afford it, you just keep reinforcing these scarcity beliefs and this crappy money mindset, right? And when you give your subconscious the command, even if there is a way right in front of you for how you absolutely can afford it, your subconscious will not process that for your conscious mind because it's been given the command already that you're not open to it, right? So we know that our reticular activating system is going to filter all the information in our environment based on what we're consciously focused on. That's giving the signal that this is the information I want you to process. And unfortunately, we've been programmed to be in a very scarce lack mindset, a very negative mindset, a mindset that it has to be hard, it has to be a struggle. And so that's why we keep manifesting that over and over and over again, because we're basically giving the direction to our brain to not process the information that will get us out of that struggle, because we're so dead set and focused on it, on the struggle, right? So what I noticed in my own life was, as soon as I started shifting that from I can't afford this to how can I afford this, there was always a way, always. Like literally every time there was a way to afford it. And it was usually a way that felt really good and aligned and easy. And it happened. And that was all I had to shift. So it's really important to just bring awareness to those thoughts that we say on autopilot and we don't even realize we're saying it. But those thoughts are driving our life and driving our actions and driving our behavior and keeping us stuck. So this all came about because I've been talking a lot about my Millionaires Mastermind that's coming up in January. And at the time that I posted this on social media, it hadn't even launched yet, not even to the VIP list. Like, it hadn't launched. I hadn't mentioned the pricing or anything. And I already had people messaging me that they really want to join, but they just don't think they'll be able to afford it. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, you guys don't even know, first of all, when it's launching and how much it costs. So it could be, the doors could be opening in a month and you have plenty of time to manifest the money. I could be offering payment plans. I could be offering a discount, but you've already told yourself that you can't afford it, therefore you won't. You won't be able to, right? And so when I started telling people this and making that shift, then all of a sudden I have them messaging me like, oh my God, you're right. It works. I can't afford it. This, and this just happened. I found out that this happened. I looked at this and saw that you're offering interest-free for 12 months. I saw that there was this. Right? And all of a sudden, this thing that they really wanted that they couldn't afford, or so they said, they really could afford. And all they had to do was make that one little shift in their mindset. So there's going to be a lot of things that come up in life where we just jump to that default, because it's not our conscious mind, it's our subconscious mind running the show. And so we're going to be on autopilot. And we're going to go to our default, which is, I can't afford this. So when you say that, now that you've listened to this, you're going to have awareness. And you're going to say, oh, wait, hang on. I don't want to say that. Instead, I'm going to say, how can I afford this? This is really important to me. So how am I going to make it happen? And that is the one big mindset difference that I notice when I'm around someone who's wealthy and when I'm around someone who is in a constant financial struggle. The wealthy person never says they can't or they won't or it's not possible. They just ask how. They know it's possible because they know anything is possible. They just have to figure out the best way to get there. So they just simply ask why, how. It's a given. Like, it's a given this is going to happen. I just want to know how. Like, what's the best route to take? That's their mindset. The mindset of someone who's in scarcity mode is, oh, wow, it sure would be nice. It sure would be great, but I can't. Oh, that's, yeah, no, I'm not going to be able to do that. I can't afford it. And, you know, no offense. Like, if that's you, trust me, I understand. I was there for most of my life. And I had an excuse for everything. But when I shifted that, I noticed that there's always a way. And when you can find a way to afford something that you really want, it's going to start breaking down those old subconscious patterns that are keeping you in a state of financial struggle. And all of a sudden, you're going to be like, wait a minute, maybe life does not have to be a struggle. Like, what if I did this with every area of my life? What if I did this with every financial situation that was in front of me? Maybe I don't have to be in lack all the time. And maybe I don't have to end up working and doing all these things and ending up with the same exact bank account balance. Maybe that could change. And it really starts to open up that possibility, because now you're providing your subconscious with proof of a time that you thought you couldn't afford it, and you asked that question and you found a way and you could afford it, right? So it's like taking the action is a great way to speed up the subconscious reprogramming and to give your subconscious the evidence that it needs to shift its way of thinking, because now it's seeing a new result. All right, so it's really important to try and catch these things as you're going through it. And the other thing is, if you are one of those people who's always saying, I can't afford it, then you need that thing the most, right? So with the Millionaires Mastermind that's coming up, every single person that messaged me they can't afford it, I'm like, you're exactly who needs to be in this program. Because you have a subconscious mind that is setting you up for failure when it comes to finances. And I guarantee you've probably not had a lot of success financially up until now, and you won't. Until you shift things at the subconscious level, you're going to keep getting the same results, right? You have to shift things subconsciously to get past that. So those are the people that really need it the most. And like I said, I was that person. And when I first started my business, I was watching all these other people who were starting their businesses and manifestation at the same time flourish. And I was stuck and I wasn't getting anywhere financially. And the reason for that is because they were investing in themselves and they were saying, how can I afford this? How can I learn from the people who have already done it so that I can quickly get there? And me, I was stubborn and I would say, I can't afford it. I'm going to figure it out on my own for free. And guess what? It took 5 years longer than everyone else. So it really does speed up the manifestation process when you learn these little shortcuts in your subconscious way of thinking. You learn how to build these neural pathways that are like a default, a quicker way. You're rerouting yourself to the result you want in an easier way, in a faster way, in a way that feels better, so that it doesn't have to feel like hard work and a struggle. And that's really the basis of this mastermind, is getting to those subconscious beliefs that have been holding you back your whole life and will continue holding you back your whole life until you decide to change them. So that's what we're going to go over. And I get it. Like, I understand completely if things are tight financially, but what do you have to lose by asking yourself, how can I afford this? Because you might be really surprised at what comes up and that you can actually afford it. And so one of the things that Stacy and I are offering is different payment options that are interest-free, meaning whether you pay it all up front or you pay it over the course of 6 months or you pay it over the course of the year, you're paying the same amount. We're not tacking on a bunch of extra interest. And we probably aren't going to do that moving forward. We're kind of testing that strategy out this time around to see how it goes. But that is a way that anyone, no matter where they're at, can get in this, because we understand that it's the people who are struggling and in that lack mindset that really do need this the most. And so that's how we're making it available for everyone. So if you're interested in that, just go to the link in the show notes. I'll have everything there. It's linked on Instagram. It is live now. Doors are open to everyone now, so you can get in there. They're going to be open not much longer. I think we have a week to go. I'm not sure. It's on the sales page. So you know, get in there. And if it's something that feels aligned and that you want to join and you're thinking, okay, I know I need this, I know I want it, ask yourself, how can I afford it? And let me know how it works. I've been loving all of the messages coming through from you guys. So thank you to everyone who did reach out and tell me like what happened when you shifted that one little phrase, because it really, it's really cool just to see like where everyone's at and all of the changes that you're making before you're even in the program. And it's like, if you're having that much success before you're even in it, just wait until you see what happens over the course of the 6 weeks, because it is going to change everything. And it really is something that is going to open up this year and open up your subconscious to the possibility for the first time, probably for many of you, that you can be wealthy, that you can live a life where there's always more than enough, that you can create not just wealth for yourself, but generational wealth, and leave a legacy for your kids, that you can make it doing something that you enjoy, that's fulfilling, so that you wake up every day with gratitude and excitement instead of dread. That's where I was a few years ago, waking up with that dread, and I knew that I needed to find a way to do something that I enjoyed. Like, that was so important to me, to find that purpose and that fulfillment. So all of this stuff is going to be packed into this 6-week program. It's going to be great. Everything is live. So all of these are going to be live calls. You have not just me as a coach, but you have Stacey Failing as a coach. So there's going to be a lot of support, a lot of great resources, and a ton of subconscious hacks. Like, I am going all in with this. So I hope to see you in there. If you have signed up, DM me on Instagram at Law of Attraction Tribe. Let me know so I can just celebrate with you and shout you out, and we can start getting ready, because this January is going to be insane. So everything's linked in the show notes. Thanks for tuning in, and I will be doing some more solo episodes. So stay tuned, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Did you know that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting different results? Well, if you want 2023 to be your best year yet, then you better not be planning on doing the same thing. You need to invest in yourself and change it up, learn from those who have done it. And if your goal is to manifest a life you don't need a vacation from, then obviously I'm your girl. I am teaming up with Stacey Failing. We have created an epic mastermind called Millionaires, where we are teaching you how to recalibrate to the vibration of wealth and luxury and abundance, so you can start living and enjoying life now, rather than working your ass off so that maybe someday when you retire, you can start enjoying life. Fuck that. We are going to step into this vibration in the beginning of January so that you can manifest your most abundant year yet and truly manifest a life you don't need a vacation from. So if you're ready to get started, text VIP to 844-921-0323, and I will send you all the details on how to get started. If you got something out of this podcast, then pay it forward by sharing it with a friend. This is the best way that you can support the podcast and spread good vibes. And if you're left thinking that you want more, you want to keep listening, then download the Manifest It Now app and subscribe so you can become a member of the Inner Tribe, where we meet on Zoom twice a week and you have live workshops every other week by guest experts, and you get to meet with a high vibe community and keep the conversation going. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll see you back here next time.